AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. People along the Northeast are preparing for a big blast of winter.
We're seeing the everything line up for a major storm system affecting the eastern third of the country and affecting at least 50 million people with heavy snow and cold temperatures and very strong winds.
Louis Uccellini at the National Weather Service says the weather maps are consistent. Some areas could get 2 feet of snow or more, strong winds along the coast and flooding. Governor Larry Hogan has declared a state of emergency in Maryland.
Make sure you have food and supplies at home, not just to last for the weekend, but enough to last up to an entire week.
There are states of emergency in Washington, D.C., North Carolina, Virginia, and Pennsylvania. In Washington, D.C., a brief snowfall last night led to traffic gridlock. This is Mayor Muriel Bowser.
Our city has a responsibility to residents and visitors to deliver essential services every single day. And last night, we didn't meet those goals. And for that, we are very sorry.
New York City is not expected to get as much snow as D.C., but high winds and coastal flooding may be a problem there. Snow is expected as far north as the Boston area. There are signs obstacles remain in the Syrian peace talks. Secretary of State John Kerry says opposing sides will not initially meet face-to-face when the peace talks start in Geneva next week. The Air Force says an F-16 fighter crashed in northwestern Arizona. Aircraft and personnel are being sent to that area. There's no word on the pilot's condition or the cause of the crash. A federal judge dismissed a lawsuit by a woman near Pittsburgh who claims Bill Cosby defamed her when he and his representatives responded to allegations he drugged and sexually assaulted her and other women. Energy companies are leading the way on Wall Street, a bounce-back day after big losses. The Dow is up 170 points. This is AP Radio News. The Pentagon is ending a flurry of prisoner releases at Guantanamo Bay. AP National Security Correspondent Sagar Magani has the story.
The military says two more men have been transferred from the base in Cuba. One is described as an Egyptian sent to Bosnia, the other a Yemeni going to Montenegro.
That will bring our total number of detainees at Guantanamo Bay down to 91.
Captain Jeff Davis here at the Pentagon. The two men were among 17 detainees slated to leave this month, but one refused to board his flight and remains at Gitmo. The military is not saying why. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The FBI says two people were shot to death, including a bank employee, during a bank robbery in Oklahoma. It happened this morning at the Bank of Eufaula. An FBI spokesman says one of the two suspects was shot dead after leading police on a car chase. A second suspect was shot and is in a local hospital. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.